Hello, I'm Dr. Murray Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia. And I wanted to briefly discuss an interesting and an important topic in the world of genomic medicine. And this relates to the question that might be asked of oncologists or primary care doctors who have a patient or a family where it is known now that there is abnormality that increases the risk potentially of a particular cancer, such as a BRCA1 mutation, and whether factors that have been identified in the general population as either being protective or potentially harmful in terms of a risk, whether those factors also pertain to the individual with the, again, genetic abnormality increasing risk. A great example of that is the question of the use of oral contraceptives. Long-term oral contraceptive use, which has been known in the population of women to be associated with a decreased lifetime risk of the development of ovarian cancer. So the question is, if a woman has a known mutation in BRCA1 or BRCA2, does she also have a similar protective effect of oral contraceptives? In fact, a paper published in November 2013 in the Journal of Clinical Oncology entitled Oral Contraceptives and Risk of Ovarian Cancer and Breast Cancer Among High-Risk Women, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, directly addressed this question, looking at a number of papers that had been published in the literature. And this meta-analysis revealed, very importantly, that in fact, the data suggests a similar degree of protection against the development of ovarian cancer, obviously compared to that particular population's baseline, among women with BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations with the use of oral contraceptives. Now, of course, this information cannot just be assumed to be correct, and studies need to be performed to address the question. But again, in this case, it is fair to say the data does support a protective effect of oral contraceptives for the development of ovarian cancer in a woman with a BRCA1 or BRCA mutation compared to a baseline risk without taking these contraceptives. I think it'll be important for us to see future studies on these very important questions as we begin to develop data suggesting particular patient populations that have risks of certain kinds of cancers based upon abnormalities or in fact, particular polymorphisms within the normal genome, and to determine whether, again, favorable or unfavorable factors within the population also pertain to these individuals who have been documented to have a high risk based upon these particular genetic alterations or normal polymorphisms. I thank you for your attention and would encourage you to read this paper in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, which is very important in terms of directing the specific question of the use of oral contraceptives and the risk of ovarian cancer in a woman with a BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. Thank you for your attention.